All right, Jim, are there sightings continuing now with this creature?
Yes, that's what makes it very interesting, is that it's not something that isn't just relegated to the remote past, but we have things up in the year 2000 outside of Trenton, the capital of New Jersey. A woman was driving along and said a creature was running parallel in the field next to her car, and said it had the traditional Jersey Devil description: head of a collie, a face of a horse, bat-like wings, kangaroo body. And she said it followed her along for a while as she drove along the road. And just a few days ago, some man who was hunting in the Pine Barrens said a rather strange creature dashed underneath his deer stand. And so we get sightings up into the, you know, up in, well, we have this one in the 2000, we have them in the 80s and the 90s, and so they're like just ongoing things.
People seem to be pretty reliable, those that have this kind of eyewitness testimony?
Yes, over the years, police have shot at it. The policeman in Bristol, Pennsylvania, back in 1909, Officer James Sackville, shot at the Jersey Devil, and they must have believed him because he later became the chief of police. And the Camden, New Jersey, a police shot at the Jersey Devil, a mayor and several other officials and so forth have sent out posses, or the mayor of Burlington, New Jersey, ordered the Jersey Devil to be shot on site. And Walter Redge, who was twice a United States senator, governor of New Jersey, and ambassador to France, said that he was frightened of the Jersey Devil as a child, morning, noon, and night.
Ray, ever reports of people being hurt or animals being taken away by this creature?
There is, unfortunately, a long history of animals being hurt, either wounded, destroyed, or outright disappeared. And there are apocryphal types of things to do with people disappearing. They tend to go back into the very early days of the legend. There's not any recent documented thing about people being attacked, although very commonly with human witnesses, when they see it, they tend to get a sense of overriding fear, which I guess is understandable.
Yeah, who blames them, right?
But among the terrible mutilations that have occurred and loss of animals, for instance, in 1966 along the Green River, Mr. Silcotch had a farm and lost a whole bunch of ducks, geese, and a big German Shepherd and several other items. And there's been quite a few animals either wounded or outright killed by it.
Now, exactly what area around New Jersey are we talking about for these reports?
The home of the Jersey Devil, although it hasn't just relegated itself to there, is a really beautiful area called the Pine Barrens. And that really, in many ways, is a large part of the southern part of the state. There's quite a few sections that are relatively lightly developed even in these days. And quite a few state forests are there. For instance, Wharton Tract, Lebanon State Forest, Bass River. A big area is taken up by Fort Dix, the military installation, and McGuire Air Force Base as well. And it's indigenous sort of to the Pine Barrens, which is a very interesting area, a really beautiful area.
So whatever this thing is, it kind of lives out in the woods, right?
That's where it's usually associated, although, as I think Jim had mentioned it on the fly, in 1909, for instance, it helped to gain notoriety to itself because it flew into Philadelphia and was seen all over the city. Plus, its tracks were left. It was a very snowy week in January. Its tracks were left all over the Delaware Valley here. It actually was also seen in Wilmington and along Chester, almost like it was flying out of the rural area and into the urbanized areas.
Has anybody ever captured the thing on film or video?
No film or video. We've just seen a few very apocryphal pictures.
Yeah, you've got some great pictures, sketches,
in both your
books, The Jersey Devil and the Phantom of the Pines.
Yes, that's right. We've got a lot of illustrations from...
scary creature, I'll tell you. It looks like a dragon, doesn't
it? Yes, yeah, some of it. It can be seen to be similar to a dragon, especially in a lot of its sightings. It's referred to as having either steamy breath or actually fire coming out.
What if... What if, Jim and Ray, that there is some prehistoric animal out there that is still alive, whatever it may be, maybe a pterodactyl, is that possible? I mean, could we have a dinosaur out there?
I guess there's all sorts of theories on what it is. I guess that's, you know, possible there's some creature out there. I don't know if it would be exactly a dinosaur or not, but could be some creature out there that people aren't familiar with, because a lot of times even people who are familiar with the Pine Barrens travel through the area and hear, unfamiliar sounds that they can't identify. And, of course, there are a number of people who are not familiar with it and may go camping or whatever and hear, strange sounds and so forth. So there's just different theories, but I guess there is possible that something that could, live out there, which is unknown.
Well, whatever it is, it's 300 years old, or somehow it's replicating itself in some form of breeding fashion. But if it is 300 years old, who knows how long these things live, huh?
Right. Like I say, it could be. People said, well, since it's been so long, it must be more than just one. But it's always thought of as, the Jersey Devil.
Are there reports of the Jersey Devil in other states, or is it just restricted to New Jersey?
No, he's seen other states. Like I said, like Ray just said, he's been seen in Philadelphia, Chester outside in a Philadelphia area in Delaware County.
But East Coast,
Chester,
primarily.
Had posses chasing him.
But no Midwest, nothing on the West Coast?
Well, one story had that he took a one-night stand to California, so that's not really documented. And back in the mid-70s, he supposedly turned up in Texas.